adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
To believe that the Constitution does not empower the federal government to overrule state laws without restraint. I agree with Texas' 7th governor, and I happen to think its greatest governor, Sam Houston, who once said, "Texas has yet to learn submission to any oppression, come from what source it may." We didn't like oppression then. We don't like oppression now.
You're listening to Governor Rick Perry, who is now standing tall as the greatest American in the political arena. You heard me right on the Savage Nation. Today, Governor Rick Perry has backed a resolution affirming Texas sovereignty under the 10th Amendment. He is standing up to the iron stiletto heel of the Department of Homeland Security and Obama himself. And by the way, Rick Perry will join us on the Savage Nation at 30 minutes after the hour to take your calls. We finally have a governor worth the name governor who represents the people of the United States of America. There's a new report out today from the Washington Times that should make every freedom-loving American stand to attention and recognize that we have entered a very dangerous time in this country. It turns out that none other than the Department of Homeland Security has targeted right-wing extremists, quote-unquote, as potential terrorists in the United States of America. Now, you may say, well, you don't like right-wing extremists. You may be one, though. Are you against abortion? You may be considered a right-wing extremist. Did you in California vote against homosexual marriage? You may be on a watch list of the Department of Homeland Communism. I am asking you, left, right, center, if you think this woman, Janet Napolitano, should be forced to step down for having targeted patriots as terrorists, because it gets worse. According to this report, which we've now posted the entire report from the DHS on michaelsavage.com, and read it for yourself, we ask you, should Janet Napolitano, head of Homeland Security, be forced to resign for having targeted loyal patriotic Americans as possible terrorists? She's also saying, according to this report, that returning war veterans could be potentially terrorists in America. You voted against homosexual marriage, you are a potential target of this list. You are against abortion, you are possibly on Janet Napolitano's list. Now, we heard about the McCarthy era from the left, but now that the communists have seized control of America, take a guess who is McCarthy now. The only difference is that McCarthy was a war hero when these people are slimy vermin. These people are slimy vermin, and they should all be fired. First of all, it's unconstitutional. That's number one. But number two, where is the Republican Party standing up for the American people? I am asking you how you feel about this report that came out today in the Washington Times, which we've posted on michaelsavage.com. If you think this is just alarmist BS, then you don't even deserve a nation. You don't deserve a country. You don't deserve freedom. You don't deserve the right to vote. You're a non-person. If you don't comprehend the threat to you, when you see that big sister may be watching you, you don't deserve a nation. You don't deserve the vote. The Department of Homeland Security is under the direction of this unknown governor, Janet Napolitano, who it turns out is monitoring what she considers to be extremist right-wing groups. In other words, do you support borders? Are you against granting amnesty to illegal aliens? You may be targeted by Janet Napolitano's Homeland Security Department. Are you in favor of English only as a language? You may be targeted. Did you vote against homosexual marriage? Well, you may be on the watch list. Again, I ask you, should Janet Napolitano be forced to resign for having targeted loyal, patriotic Americans? Many of you are going to ask what you can do about this communist takeover of America. And make no mistake about it, I have studied revolutions before. We have a revolution in this country. Obama is a revolutionary. He has appointed one radical left winger after another in one department after another in one legal position after another. And I want to remind you that when Fidel Castro was fighting in the sugarcane fields of Cuba, killing innocent Cubans who stood in his way, shooting them dead without mercy, some of his own men didn't have the stomach to kill the innocent civilians. And Fidel and his murderous henchman, Che Guevara, said, A revolution requires certain actions which may be distasteful, but remember that the ends justify the means. In other words, if you have to kill people to have a revolution occur, then the ends justify the means. And he also said to him, remember what a revolution will entail. A revolution will entail a complete change in the economy of this country, a complete change in the social order of this country, a complete change in the political order of this country. Now, you're telling me that Obama has not already enacted an economic form of communism by taking over banks and he won't even accept the money back in order to free the banks from the control of his administration? You're telling me we don't have a social revolution that's occurred in this country in less than 100 days? I'm asking you if you understand the danger you are in. I am asking you, if you don't understand the danger you are in, whether you are left, right, or center, you're in danger. Don't you understand that? You have out-of-control elements who are acting in an extra-constitutional manner within the Obama administration, and we don't have a Republican Party to represent us. We don't have one decent Democrat in the entire government to stand up and say enough is enough. You expect that the left wing would say that this goes too far. But why should they do that when they're rolling like pigs and you know what? Charles Schumer, that loudmouth fraud from New York, got $17.5 million for the FDR Presidential Library Museum renovation. You think he cares about freedom and liberty? You think he's a real liberal? Are you people crazy? Now, here's the subtext of this outrage, this communist outrage within the Department of Homeland Security. It would be bad enough if this were occurring now for the first time. But it's worse. Remember who started this program? George W. Bush. I warned you that DHS would turn on the American people. I warned you this 2 years ago. I warned you that if there were a terrorist event in America, the first people to be targeted by this spineless, cowardly, communist, federal government would be patriots who own guns. I warned you that 2 years ago. That the government would use any pretext to take your freedom away, to take your guns away. I warned you about it, and I'm going to make another statement. I would not be surprised if we don't have the equivalent of a Reichstag fire in this country within 1 year. And if you don't know what the Reichstag fire was, you better check it out. Because I have a terrible, terrible fear that we have absolute communist radicals running this country. It is worse than I feared. And I am asking you, what you can do about it? You can do a lot about it. First of all, go on to the Savage Online poll. You vote. Should Janet Napolitano, the head of DHS, be forced to step down for having targeted patriots as terrorists? If I can get a million of you saying yes, maybe we can get one Republican or 30 Republicans or 50 Republicans. If there are 50 Republicans, we don't have 50 in the Senate. Maybe I can get 50 patriotic senators to throw Janet Napolitano out of that office and put a real American in there. Can you believe this is happening in your country? Does it not frighten you? If it doesn't, you don't deserve a nation. You don't deserve a country, and you don't deserve a vote. That's my opinion. And I'll begin by taking the callers on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 1-800-449-8255. Let us begin with Jimmy in New York on WOR. Jimmy, go ahead, please.
You're 100% right. You know, the communists have something they teach and practice. It's called discredit from within. It's where they plant some of their agents within opposing groups, in this case, groups like us, right, so-called right-wing groups, and they could do an action or agitate somebody.
In other words, agents provocateurs. I saw them on college campuses in the 60s. They were the ones who went out and knocked the hats off Marine recruiters in order to steam people up against that kind of act. I know what agent provocateurs are. That's what you're talking about, right, Jimmy?
Right. Oklahoma City was a good example there, where the right wing, a guy like McVeigh, was used to discredit the right wing.
Well, I don't know who did Oklahoma City, nor do you, but I was always curious as to why Timothy McVeigh was executed so rapidly. Didn't that strike you as odd?
Yes, well, he was trained in Elohim City. The head of Elohim City, Dennis Mahan, was a known Marxist. So McVeigh was...
Well, let's go down the line here. Why is Janet Napolitano so terrified of anyone who voted against homosexual marriage to go to the point of saying they might possibly become terrorists? How is it that she's targeting people who are opposed to illegal aliens, which happens to be 78% of the American people, as potential right-wing extremists? How could she get away with this, Jimmy?
Well, we saw the Clinton administration target the Boy Scouts. When you have the Boy Scouts and Christian people and ordinary normal people considered to be threats and the enemy, it shows you how we've already had the revolution in America, and now they're just finishing up the touches. I mean, we are in serious trouble. North Korea is building new...
Well, let's forget North Korea. Let's stick to domestic policy today. We have a Department of Homeland Security that's turned on American patriots. How do we stop them, since they're violating the Constitution, in your opinion?
Well, we don't need to grow and build and make more conservatives. We need a massive anti-communist movement. This is going to first require an immense amount of education.
I don't think we need a movement. I think we need to throw Janet Napolitano out of DHS. I think we need to start with one communist at a time. Now, the question is, how has the homosexual mafia so penetrated America that they could actually target Americans who voted against homosexual marriage as being potential terrorists? How is that possible, Jimmy?
Well, the communist movement, it's the popular front, the all people's front, Afro-Leninist, Homo-Leninist, Enviro-Leninist. The Marxists have been working in this country for about 90 or 100 years. They've never given up. And the stupid conservatives that keep saying we won the Cold War, the communism ended, they are actually helping the enemy now. And they can't go back and say they made a mistake.
Well, at the turn of the hour on the Savage Nation, we're having Governor Rick Perry, who has finally stood up to this overbearing federal government, Jimmy. We've got to start with a politician who understands the danger we are in. And at exactly 34 minutes after the hour, we have Governor Rick Perry, who has backed a new resolution affirming the sovereignty of the state of Texas under the 10th Amendment in order to prevent the federal government from crushing states' rights. I'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, your very freedom is at stake right now. Pay very close attention to Michael Savage. Pay very close attention to what I am saying to you. We have learned today from the Washington Times that Big Sister Janet Napolitano, the head of so-called Homeland Security, is monitoring what she considers to be extremist right-wing groups in America. That would be you if you are against abortion. That would be you if you are against illegal aliens. That would be you if you have voted against homosexual marriage. That would be you if you are a returning veteran who can use weapons. I am not making this up. We have the entire report from the DHS on michaelsavage.com, and you can't get on the site. It's being overloaded, or the government has dumped the site. I don't know which is which. We're also running a poll. Should Janet Napolitano be forced to resign for having overstepped the Constitution? You know, in George Orwell's book, 1984, the slogan of the dictatorship was this. It was, Big Brother is watching you. In Obama's New America, Janet Napolitano, who is in charge of Homeland Security, now meets the definition of Big Sister is watching you. Are you a right-wing extremist? You may be. You don't even know that. Are you concerned about abortion? You may be a right-wing extremist. Are you worried about preserving your borders? Are you worried about illegal aliens being granted amnesty? Yeah, well, you may be targeted by Homeland Security. Now, I predicted this would happen. I told you about 2 years ago, year and a half ago, that I feared that if there were another terrorist event in America, when you said, well, will they finally stop the growing threat from Islam within? Will they finally investigate these Islamvilles going up all over America? These armed training camps with Islamic extremists? I said, no, they won't. What they're going to do is they're going to come after you, the loyal American. Now, they haven't done it yet, but they're getting ready to do it. Because in the next few days, the report says they're going to so-called partner with local police to target you. There is a way to stop this woman. There is a way to embarrass them finally. And I'm working with a team of lawyers right now to find out who may be on this list. And if I find that anyone that I suspect is on this list, we're going to bring in a lawsuit against Janet Napolitano and the federal government and have her fired. We're going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. We're going to use the law to save our skin. We're going to use the law to save the Constitution. We're going to use the law to save America from these extremist communists under Barack Hussein Obama. Now, what was the Reichstag fire, you may ask, those of you who don't know what it is? The Reichstag fire was an arson attack on the Reichstag building in Berlin on February 27, 1933. And it was that fire that permitted Adolf Hitler to seize total power. How did that happen? Well, someone started a fire in the parliament building, the Reichstag. A search was conducted by the police. They found that a shirtless, unemployed Dutchman. He was a communist. And they used this evidence, the Nazis used the evidence, that the communists were beginning a plot against the German government, and this man and four communist leaders were arrested. Didn't end there, though. Adolf Hitler, who had been sworn in as Chancellor of Germany just 4 weeks before, urged President Paul von Hindenburg to pass an emergency decree in order to counter the, quote, ruthless confrontation of the Communist Party of Germany. And what he did was they suspended civil liberties. The government instituted mass arrests, including all of the Communist Party parliamentary delegates. And when they were gone, the Nazis went from being a plurality party to the majority party. It was the Nazis who started the Reichstag fire.
Savage.
I happen to believe that the Constitution does not empower the federal government to overrule state laws without restraint.
That's Governor Rick Perry of Texas backing a resolution affirming the sovereignty of the state of Texas under the 10th Amendment. Governor Perry, welcome to the Savage Nation. Thank you for being with us.
Honor to be with you, Michael. Thank you very much.
Well, this is amazing, coming on the same day that we learned that the Homeland Security Department is warning of right-wing radicals who believe in borders, language, and culture. But I'd like to stick to your position, Governor, because we have a glimmer of hope when there's a governor like you who is saying to the federal government, what exactly are you saying?
Well, the message is clear from Texas. We believe in the 10th Amendment. We think that the federal government is overstepping their bounds substantially with the stimulus program in particular. I don't think there's been a greater grab for power using this economic crisis as their vehicle to try to penetrate into the states, force states to change the way that they do business. For instance, they were using $555 million of unemployment insurance to blackmail Texas into expanding their program, into changing laws. Laws, I might add, that we had debated a number of times in previous legislatures, and our citizen legislature decided those were not the expansions that they wanted to see. But this government, this administration, trying to force the state of Texas to expand their government without a vote of the legislature by mandate on high from Washington, D.C. And my position was, it's time for someone to take a principled stand against Washington and say, no, we are not going to do that. We're not going to kowtow. And by the way, the 10th Amendment means something to us in Texas. We believe in it. We're going to stand up for it. And I think tomorrow, at Tea Parties all across the country, there's 64 at least by last count in Texas, you're going to see a huge turnout of Americans who had it up to their neck with this administration trying to force expanded government upon them.
Well, you know, you said that they offered extended unemployment insurance from the feds, and then they wanted you to expand the unemployment insurance program. Is that what they were demanding?
Yeah, what they were doing is sending the money to the state into our unemployment insurance account, and in return for that, they had strings attached. They said, oh, by the way, if you take this money, here are the things that you have to do. You have to expand your program. You have to make more people eligible.
Oh.
And the federal government's been doing this for years. And the point is, I think Americans are sick and tired of this. They're tired of seeing their futures mortgaged by this administration. And
amen.
Spending the dollars, harem scarem, with no real plan, with no idea about how this is going to end up, except one thing. We know it's going to have a price tag, and our children's future is being mortgaged by this administration.
I agree with you. Now, you are going to back the resolution tomorrow in the legislature. When will this happen?
Well, the legislature is taking it up as we speak. Brandon Creighton is carrying it over in the House, and Brandon's a great young man from the Woodlands just north of Houston, Texas, who's carrying that piece of legislation. It's a concurrent resolution, one that will memorialize Congress, if you will, that the 10th Amendment is important. That this country was created by the states deciding that they were going to have the federal government as our agent, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say that the 10th Amendment is what you're going to use to assert the sovereignty of Texas. Governor Perry, could you explain what the 10th Amendment states?
Well, the 10th Amendment says that the powers that are given to the federal government are limited, and if it does not clearly state and give the federal government those rights, then they are prescribed and held by the states themselves and the people.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly and simply put, is that the...
Uh-oh, I think we lost the governor. Well, I think we lost something here on the Savage Nation. I may have lost the transmission of the show for all I know. Beowulf, am I live, or have I lost... Oh, Governor, are you still with us? Okay, I think we lost the connection to Governor Perry, but you hear some very powerful words on the Savage Nation from Governor Perry, where he's finally saying enough is enough to the overbearing, liberal, big government under Obama. He's saying nuts. He's saying no. He's standing up to them. And he's saying no to their money if there are strings attached. And I believe that if we can back Governor Perry in this campaign, even if we're not from Texas, and I'm going to do everything I can to help in this campaign, perhaps there'll be another governor with the guts to stand up to this overbearing federalism that is growing in this country. I don't want to get ahead of myself and say, Governor Perry, please run for the presidency. But God only knows, we need a Republican like Governor Perry who understands the issues, the constitutional issues that we are facing. We certainly don't have that at this time with any Republican on the horizon, as far as I can tell. Moreover, Governor Rick Perry, you may not know this, has been governor since 2000. In 1998, he assumed office as governor in December of 2000, rather, when G.W. Bush resigned before his inauguration as president of the United States. But Perry was elected to full terms in 2002 and 2006. And you should know this. You should know that should Governor Perry complete his current term in 2010, he will become the first governor of Texas to complete two consecutive four-year terms. Governor Perry, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Michael, I don't have any idea what happened to our phone system here, but we were talking about the 10th Amendment and its meaning. And frankly, it's pretty simple, but I think it's important for Americans to really focus in on that 10th Amendment states clearly that the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution and are prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states and to the people. And the amendment states that the total scope of the federal government's power is that which is specifically granted to it by the Constitution and no more. And mm-hmm. what that means, as I said earlier, that the federal government was created by the states to be an agent of the states. And today, unfortunately, the states are treated instead as agents of the federal government.
That way, that's very interesting. The original intent of the federal government was to have representation for the states in Washington?
That is correct.
That's amazing how everything's gotten reversed, isn't it?
Supreme Court ruled in a case back through the years that Congress may not commandeer the legislative and regulatory processes of the states. I mean, we have a Supreme Court ruling. I think it was New York versus United States. I'm not a lawyer, but
thank God for that.
Clearly, there is statutory and Supreme Court rulings that puts it clearly on the states and tells Congress you cannot commandeer the legislative and regulatory processes of the states.
Okay, let's say that you do succeed in affirming your sovereignty under the 10th Amendment. What happens then?
Well, hopefully there will be other states that see the importance of what is going on here. And Americans will rally behind those states and those leaders in those states. I mean, we have to take our country back from the standpoint of being able to control what is going on in our states. You know, there are way too many federal proposals out there that are not within the scope of the constitutional powers that impede
You know,
states.
Governor, we were just talking about the second big headline today, which is a Homeland Security warning of right-wing radicals, including people who oppose granting amnesty to illegal aliens. How could this be happening in America?
Well, I think there's a lot going on in America today that people are scratching their head on. They're watching an administration that is ramming through changes, and I mean, you got this out of control spending. You got recent attempts to usurp the states' rights through these unnecessary mandates. This new administration is rewriting the rules as we go, Michael. They're ignoring the traditional checks and balances that are out there.
And amen. Well, that's why your headline on Drudge Report and everywhere else, it says Texas governor backs resolution affirming state sovereignty. Quoting you, federal government has become oppressive in size, intrusion into lives of citizens, tired of Washington trying to tell us how to run Texas. I'm really honored that you came on the show because I think this is a perfect time to begin taking America back from these radicals who are not only running but ruining America. The question is, who is going to follow you in terms of another governor? I don't see another one out there.
Well, you will. Mark Sanford, Bobby Jindal, Sarah Palin, Haley Barbour, Sonny Perdue. I mean, there are a number of principled, courageous governors across this country that will stand up. I think Tim Pawlenty, Governor Bresnan in Tennessee. I would be shocked if he wants to allow, although he belongs to the president's party, I would be shocked if he would want Tennessee to be directed and run from Washington.
Governor Perry, I've been in this business 15 years, and I thought that I kind of learned most everything, but I didn't know, I truly didn't know that the federal government was created to act as a conduit for states' issues. I didn't know that. I truly didn't understand that because I've been living in America so long that I have bought the bait, hook, line, and sinker, and I actually thought that it was the other way around. It just shows you how little we really know. In terms of what we've lost. And I pray to God that Texas does lead the nation in this. And I'm going to ask you a question. Of course, I don't think I'm going to get the right answer or any answer. What about running for the presidency on the Republican ticket?
Yeah, well, I got the best job. And it takes governors in major states. Those are the laboratories of experiment. That's where the new ideas come from. I am so passionate about staying in Texas, so passionate about being the governor of a state that really matters. When we stand up, when we pick the school books that we use, when we use our economic development tools in our state to make other states be more competitive, to me, that's where the action really is. That's where the action was supposed to be when this country was founded. And I would suggest to you that as we look and choose governors, that we pick those that really understand what the 10th Amendment was about And
well, here in California, we have a tremendous choice ahead of us between the mayor of San Francisco and Governor Moonbeam. We have no choice in this giant state. I don't know. Texas is starting to look better to me. Again, you're not ruling out running for the presidency, are you?
California on a regular basis. You know, come on to Texas, Michael. We'll be glad to have you there. And I can promise you, you'll be able to keep more of your money in Texas.
Well, you know what? I have a question for you. What is the state income tax in the state of Texas?
That would be zero.
Zero. So you're another one of the very few tax-free states. And the states now are – you know what it is in California, Governor? It's 10.5% for people who earn a real living. 10.5% of your income goes to the state. Can you believe that?
Art Laffer did a comparison between Texas and California, and it's not even close. From the standpoint of being able to enjoy the money that you work for, Texas is the place that you're able to keep substantially more of your money. That's the reason there are more Fortune 500 companies headquartered in the state of Texas today than any other state. Get this, Michael. In 2008, over 70% of all the new jobs were created in Texas in 2008. We're only 8% of the population, but over 70% of all the new jobs created were in the state of Texas. We're the number one exporting state in the nation. We have created an economic powerhouse here, and it didn't happen by accident. It happened because we didn't spend all the money. We keep our taxes low. We got a regulatory climate that is fair and predictable. We passed the most sweeping tort reform in the nation, and we got a public school system that delivers a skilled workforce in an accountable way. Then we get out of the way and let the private sector do what the private sector does best. That's create wealth and jobs. That's the way you build a country. That's the way you build a state's economy.
God, I feel as though I'm speaking to someone who understands what America is instead of someone who wants to turn us into a new Cuba. Governor Perry, I won't take up any more of your valuable time, but this is a blockbuster important story for me. I've learned a lot today. I have faith that there is hope in this country, genuine hope, as opposed to just the slogan called hope. And I pray that you're successful in this campaign. And I will hold this out that if you ever do decide to make a move in the direction that I suggested, I will do everything I can to raise money for your campaign because I've done it before and I'll do it again.
Well, God bless you. I'll take you up on that, but only for running for the governorship of the state of Texas.
I'll tell you what, I'll do that anyway. And I hope to see you one day. You're doing a great job. God bless you. Thank you very much for being on the show. Well, there it is. So we have one governor who has dared to stand up to the juggernaut of radical left-wing intrusion by the federal government. You heard Governor Perry speak directly to you on the Savage Nation today. If you have comments on Governor Perry, his position, if you have comments on Big Sister trying to put you on watch lists as a right-wing radical, if you oppose abortion, if you oppose homosexual marriage, if God knows you oppose any of the agenda items of the new Cuba under Obama, you may be on a watch list. I'll be right back.
Savage.
And we're already seeing, I think, some changes along the border. For example, the communities and the border towns themselves, some of them are actually reporting a decrease in violent crime.
All right, that's Janet Napolitano in a former press conference on immigration and drug trafficking. We're all in favor of controlling illegal immigration. I don't think she is. But if you don't want illegal aliens to be granted amnesty, you may be on a watch list of the Department of Homeland Security as a right-wing extremist. What about if you really oppose abortion because you're a believing Christian? Well, maybe you're on a watch list as a potential terrorist. What if you voted to prohibit homosexual marriage? Maybe you're on a watch list. You're listed there too, not by name. And this is coming from within your own government. You can read the entire DHS report on michaelsavage.com. For some reason, they dropped the poll. I have no idea who's running my website. I don't know why they would do this in the middle of a show like this. But they dumped the poll saying, should Janet Napolitano be forced to step down. We'll take the calls on this. Justin in Amarillo, Texas, go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, how you doing today, bro?
Go ahead, friend.
Yeah, I was listening to you earlier at the beginning of the show. You said that they're friggin' putting veterans on the watch list?
According to the DHS report, if an individual has just returned from combat overseas, he may become a member of a militia.
Talking about men and women.
That's correct. That is correct. I am not making it up. That means that the U.S. Navy SEALs who just killed the pirates could go on a U.S. Homeland Security watch list under Janet Reno.
Well, I guess...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's that crazy. That's right. It's that insane.
Oh, my God.
Now, you're not going to hear this on tonight's Nightly News, are you, Justin?
No, I guarantee not.
You're going to hear it on reading it in tomorrow's Dallas Morning News?
Well, I don't get the...
No, you're not going to get the paper. No one gets the paper anymore because it's worthless. And now you know why they're targeting talk radio. Arizona, James, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, apparently I fit the criteria for that right-wing extremist, too, having come back from overseas myself. Anyway, the original reason that I was calling was nobody so far has caught on today with what Barack Obama said in his speech this morning as far as who he is blaming for our economic woes. Reading between the lines, he basically put it down to the American people that it is our fault for stopping spending money when the money was getting tight. We were looking for ways to cut back.
Oh, in other words, those of us who put money in the bank caused the collapse?
Well,
those of us who didn't want to spend like drunken government agents? Those of us didn't want to spend like Bonnie Frank at a bacchanalia in a bathhouse are the reason that the government is going bankrupt? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back on the Savage Nation to take your calls on whether Janet Napolitano should be fired for doing her job.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. Unfortunately, it's a toothless Savage Nation that has been taken over by a bunch of left-wing wussies who are trying to take away your rights as an American. There are no other words to be used except real words. The plain truth, simple, plain truth, tells you that we have a new Cuba emerging in America. The title of today's program is Big Sister is Watching You. And that is because in George Orwell's prescient book, 1984, the slogan of the dictatorship was, Big Brother is watching you. Well, in Obama's new Cuba, Janet Napolitano, who is in charge of Homeland Security, may be watching you. Why am I saying that? A report has been published that has been grabbed by the Washington Times, in which we learn that Napolitano's Homeland Security Department has put together a study or report warning against the possibility of violence by so-called right-wing extremists. Now, what does Big Sis say these right-wingers may be concerned about? Well, if you oppose illegal aliens and their baby factories in America, if you oppose the gun grabbers, if you oppose the level of abortion in America, if you oppose the loss of United States sovereignty, if you, in other words, are worried about preserving our borders, language, and culture, you may be on Janet Napolitano's watch list. But wait, here's something else that the headlines do not tell you. This report says that these dangerous right-wingers engage in, quote, exploitation of social issues such as same-sex marriage, close quote. What this means is that even though every state, there's 18 by now, 18 states have rejected gay marriage every time it's been put on the ballot. Every time the people have spoken, they said no to homosexual marriage. So, if you oppose the destruction of traditional marriage, if you, in other words, stand up against the homosexual mafia, then you may be on Janet Napolitano's watch list. If you're not happy with her lifestyle choice, Big Sis will put you on her list. It seems to me that rogue homosexual elements within Homeland Security are engaging in extra constitutional activity. And I ask, where is the Republican Party to protect us from this rogue Obama government? Who will be next on the list? Will it be the Navy SEALs who shot the Somali pirates when they come home to America? Will it be talk show hosts? Only Big Sis knows for sure. Also on the list are anti-abortion activists, people who supported third-party presidential candidates such as Ron Paul or Chuck Baldwin. If you oppose the merging of U.S., Mexico, and Canada, you may be a potential terrorist to these rogue elements within the Homeland Security Department. And I am saying to you, we're not making this up, I am saying to you that you don't deserve a nation if you don't understand the danger you are in. I am saying to you that you don't deserve a vote if you don't understand the danger you are in. And I am opening up to you the airwaves to express your opinion right now on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 1-800-449-8255. WOR in New York. Pat, go ahead, please. Your opinion counts in the Savage Nation. I do not run a government agency. I run a free speech department here.
How are you, Michael? Great to hear from you. Quite frankly, the demographic in the United States has changed immensely in the last several decades, and I feel that, unfortunately, as the ability that you actually have the true perception of what's has been happening over the last several decades with the liberal mindset, and certainly you're the voice crying in the wilderness, I do feel that, quite honestly, it has to run its course, and that there's basically nothing that can be done at this juncture except for us to try and have at least the knowledge.
Well, I disagree with you. There's a lot that could be done. Even though we have a rogue element inside the Homeland Security Department and God knows where else, they are still subject to the laws of the United States of America. They are subject to lawsuits, and they're subject to being to have the cases tried before the U.S. Supreme Court. So don't give up all of a sudden and say it has to run its course and we're waiting for the new Reagan. There is no new Reagan. They're gone. It's over. There is no new Reagan in the wings. There's nothing in the wings right now. What we're going to do is I'm hiring attorneys as we speak to investigate who is on this watch list in the talk radio business. If I find out, as I suspect, that certain individuals are on the watch list, I'm going to file a class action lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security. We're going to take it all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. I am not raising money for this. I am using some of the funds that were left over from the Michael Savage Legal Defense Fund. I am going to try to get some other individuals involved in this, and we are going to take this on. If it's David versus Goliath, then let it be David versus Goliath. If it's Savage versus the communist government under Obama, so be it. Right now, they don't have the total power that they're dreaming of having. Right now, they have to still go to the legislature to gain the total power that they want. Remember, even Hitler had to stage a Reichstag fire in order to get the old senile president of Germany to wipe out, through national decree, the opposition by taking his opposition out of the parliament. In other words, we still have time to fight this juggernaut. We still have time to stop this smiling, phony Obama who is Fidel Castro on steroids. You don't know what's going on. I know what's going on. That's why I'm here in front of a microphone, and that's why you're sitting in a car right now listening to me. Washington, D.C., Ed, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Michael. I have a theory of why they came out with that paper today.
Please.
After I got so mad I couldn't see and my wife had to pick me off the floor, she told me to sit down and relax. And when I go to that demonstration tomorrow, be cool. Don't cause any violence. I think they did it to precipitate violence.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They want reaction. In other words, they want a Reichstag fire tomorrow.
You got it. You brought the subject
Ed,
up.
See, I tell you that I have the smartest audience, the most perceptive audience in the United States of America, bar none. And you are right. Remember I was talking in the last hour about the Reichstag fire that was staged by the Nazis to gain total power? Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I know.
All right. Well, they want the tea parties to turn violent tomorrow. Now, I'm going to warn all of you going to tea parties tomorrow. Watch out for the agent provocateurs inside your own groups. You have no idea whether any of the people standing next to you making believe they're your friend are your friend, or they're put there by the government to cause some kind of insurrection so that you can be seen as right-wing maniacs instead of true patriots, Ed. That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. Just absolutely right. 1-800-449-8255. MichaelSavage.com. If you want to read the report, try to get on MichaelSavage.com. If you want to vote on whether Napolitano should be forced to be dismissed, you can go to MichaelSavage.com and we get the poll back up. Right now, it crashed. I thought we had enough pipeline. We didn't. We crashed it. We'll get it back up tonight. Vote on that off hours. Rick San Francisco, KNEW, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, hi. Isn't the real threat from any of the military people coming back the gang members? That seems to be what I saw a couple of reports in the last 6 months.
No, MS-13 apparently is not on Janet Napolitano's watch list.
Yeah, isn't that the real thing?
No, the Haitian gangs in South Florida with AK-47s who are shooting out with Jamaican gangs are not on the watch list, no.
And about the agent provocateur, when I was at Berkeley during the riots in the 70s, I saw many students try to get the police goaded, try to show wounds that weren't actually inflicted by the cops. I saw the whole thing from the street level, and this is a very active.
Well, I'll tell you, we can expect fake violence tomorrow provoked by agents of the U.S. government as sure as I'm sitting here. And they're going to use it as an excuse to either marginalize the Tea Party or to try to seize weapons. That's what they're going to do tomorrow. That caller was 1,000% right. I have the smartest listeners in America listening to this show. Okay? Now, I'm going to use the Freedom of Information Act to go to federal agencies with certain names to find out if these individuals in talk radio have been put on watch lists. And ladies and gentlemen, if I find out what I suspect to be true, you get ready for some electrical storms to break out across the airwaves of America. You'll find out just how free you are. You'll find out that freedom has never been free. And you will find out that Obama is not the smiling man from Chicago here to give you hope. He is here to give you nothing but a communist dictatorship, in my not humble opinion. I'll be right back.
Savage.
I have right now in my hands, and I'm about to read to you sections from this top secret report from the United States Department of Homeland Security entitled Right-Wing Extremism, Current Economic and Political Climate, Fueling Resurgence in Radicalization and Recruitment. What's shocking about this is that the government would spend money targeting patriotic Americans without mentioning MS-13, Haitian gangs in Florida, Jamaican gangs in Florida that are killing police. It's a shocker to believe that the Obama administration will target American citizens who disagree with the left-wing politics of his administration. I can't read the whole report to you, but you can read it yourself. It's 10 pages long on my website, MichaelSavage.com. It has been unclassified. Originally, it was classified. And originally, it said this information should not be released to the media. Did you hear that? Well, it's been released to the media. It's astounding. You're not going to believe what I read to you. Key findings. Threats from white supremacist and violent anti-government groups during 2009 have been largely rhetorical and have not indicated plans to carry out violent acts. Oh, really? That's nice. But they say that right-wing extremists have capitalized on the election of the first African-American. Here they go again. Homosexuality, racism, there we go again. And are focusing their efforts to recruit new members. This is getting me angry. I don't know if I can read this right now because I feel as though I'm living in a Soviet Union. It's my worst nightmare coming true right in front of my eyes. I would like to find out who it is who wrote this report, and I would like to have this person arrested for un-American activities. I wish to God I was a U.S. senator, because I'll tell you what I would do tomorrow. I would hold hearings for 24 hours. I would drink energy drinks. I would get to the bottom of who wrote this report, and I can guarantee you that person would be not only fired, I'd prosecute them to the full extent of the law. This is unbelievable. Right-wing extremism, it says, in the United States can be broadly divided into those groups, movements, and adherents that are primarily hate-oriented, based on hatred of particular religions, racial, or ethnic groups, and those that are mainly anti-government, rejecting federal authority. Listen, in favor of state or local authority, I guess Rick Perry's on the watch list, or rejecting government authority entirely. In other words, if you don't bow down to these scum-sucking vermin, you're on that list. It gets worse. It may include groups and individuals that are dedicated to a single issue, such as opposition to abortion or immigration. This is astounding. I'll go on. Proposed imposition of firearms restrictions and weapons bans likely would attract new members into the ranks of right-wing extremist groups. The high volume of purchases and stockpiling of weapons and ammo by right-wing extremists in anticipation of restrictions and bans continue to be a primary concern to law enforcement. Wait, here's the killer now. Are you a returning veteran? You're on the list. Returning veterans possess combat skills and experience that are attractive to right-wing extremists. DHS is concerned that right-wing extremists will attempt to recruit and radicalize returning veterans in order to boost their violent capabilities. I don't believe I'm actually reading this. I feel as though I'm in a dream. I feel as though I'm living in a dream where a communist government has emerged in America and the American people are totally asleep, obsessed with drug, sex, and rock and roll. Well, you ought to read the report yourself because you probably think I'm making it up, but I'm not making it up. This report was written under the dictatorship of Barack Hussein Obama. This apparently has been prepared in the last 100 days by this group of imposters, these far-left imposters. Prominent among those themes were the militia movement's opposition to gun control, criticism of free trade agreements. Could you believe this? In other words, if you oppose free trade, you're on the watch list. And highlighting perceived government infringement on civil liberties, as well as white supremacists' longstanding exploitation of social issues such as abortion, interracial crimes, and same-sex marriage. In other words, if you've noticed that most crimes in this country are committed against white people, did you hear what I said? Most crimes of violence are committed against white people by people of color and illegal aliens. You may be on the watch list, not the illegal alien. Hey, if we don't stop these people, we're going to have a government run by illegal aliens from Mexico. We're liable to have drug gangs running this country. This is that bad. And what's amazing to me is that the left wing doesn't understand the danger they're in from this report itself. It goes on. Illegal immigration. You oppose it, you're on the list. Are you on it? A militia member in Wyoming was arrested in February 07 after communicating his plans to travel to the Mexican border to kill immigrants crossing into the United States. I never heard about that. You hear about that one? DHS notes that civil rights organizations have observed an increase in anti-Hispanic crimes over the past 5 years, not according to the FBI statistics. You see, according to FBI data, most crimes of violence are committed in the other direction. So the whole thing is Alice in Wonderland. You don't know this, but I found this out last week and my hair stood up. None other than Cecilia Munoz, who was the former head of the racist group La Raza, which, by the way, is a racist group because La Raza means the race. It is a brown supremacist organization. She has been hired by Barack Hussein Obama to work directly in the West Wing, as has a street radical from the streets of Oakland who helped kill the police in Oakland by creating a group for the last 10 years that has harassed the police called Cop Watch. They are now running this country. If they are not stopped, the country will be destroyed in our lifetime, in my opinion. I am sure that they're listening to this show. I hope to God that this show wakes them up to the fact that tens of millions of you are not going to take this crap from these people. You're not going to take this. And we're going to do it nice and legal. We're going to take them to court. We're going to use the laws of the land to protect ourselves from this overbearing, illegitimate, anti-American, and extra-constitutional, illegitimate Barack Obama administration. Did you hear me? This is the Savage Nation. Wake up while you can.
Savage.
We are talking today about a shocking finding that first appeared in WorldNet Daily about you being targeted as a potential right-wing extremist by this illegitimate government. I don't know how else to put it. I can't believe what I'm reading here. They're actually saying that if you oppose abortion or you're against illegal immigration or you don't like the fact that America's jobs have gone overseas, you may be a right-wing extremist. Joining us right now is Joe Farah, who, of course, created and runs WorldNet Daily. Joe, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, thanks for having me, Michael. If I wasn't talking to you, I'd be listening to you.
Joe, are you on the list? Are you on Janet Napolitano's hit list?
Well, I sure am by description. You know, one thing that's missing from this 9-page report from the Department of Homeland Security is any names. Of course, I quickly ran through it to check to see if Michael Savage and Joseph Farah were on the list, but there is no list. But, you know...
Do you know... did you read the report in detail?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I read
it. Joe, I can't believe this. Listen, it's from your, you know, site that I put up. Your right-wing extremist views bemoan the decline of U.S. stature and have recently focused on themes such as the loss of U.S. manufacturing capability to China and India. Can you believe that you're reading this, or is this insanity?
Well, here's the thing, Michael. These people in DHS, now keep in mind, this is an agency that was created after 9/11. And, you know, we all probably breathed a sigh of relief that we were going to create this new agency that was going to deal with terrorism. But these people, they're not concerned about Al-Qaeda. They're not concerned about Hezbollah. They're not concerned about Hamas. They're not concerned about the weather underground and groups who, you know, who blow things up in the United States. They're concerned. We're back to the old days of the Clinton regime and the vast right-wing conspiracy. That's where they see the problem coming from.
Well, Joe, I am actually having a legal group. I just contacted them to search for the actual names on the list, if there are names. And if your name is on it, or my name is on it, or any of the talk show hosts are on it, we're going to file a suit against Janet Napolitano. I'm also running a poll on michaelsavage.com, which crashed, by the way, as to whether or not the people think Janet Napolitano should be fired. What do you think about that, Mr. Farah?
Well, I think if there are any names, I think I can think of two people who'd be on it. But here's the thing. When you read this report, what is it advocating? That's what you always have to go check to see. They're advocating surveillance. They're advocating watching the people they're describing. Who are they describing? They're describing people who are right-wing extremists. They're people who are opposed to illegal immigration. They're people who are opposed to increasing federal power. They're going after people who don't want any more restrictions on firearms, people who are opposed to abortion, people who are concerned about the loss of U.S. sovereignty. And most interestingly of all, they're concerned about the men and women who are coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan, military people, veterans. That's who these guys see as posing the biggest...
No, whoever wrote this should be arrested, by the way. I would love to find out who wrote this for Janet Napolitano. I'd like to find out which policy wonk got into this government and did this. They should be arrested. Joe, I have the report in front of me from my website. Listen to this. Disgruntled military veterans. I can't believe what I'm reading right now. I feel as though I'm reading a novel about what would happen if a communist government appeared in America. I can't believe what I'm reading here.
You see what
I just can't believe that I'm reading that they're actually questioning members of the U.S. military. They're actually going to watch people return from combat theaters as potential right-wing maniacs.
You got it. Well, listen, Michelle Obama today met with the Department of Homeland Security employees and thanked them for the wonderful job they're doing protecting America. This very significant that she does this today, as this report is just beginning to hit throughout America.
How did you get this today? I mean, did it come up on your site today or yesterday?
Sunday night. It took a whole news cycle for this to, I think, get to people and really, they have to digest something like this, especially when it's not appearing anywhere else.
Well, you wouldn't expect any of the mainstream, midstream media to cover this, but this has to become the only thing we talk about for the next few days. You know, Joe, I had a caller in the last hour who was very brilliant and insightful. He said when he heard about this on the show today, he got so livid that he didn't know what to do, and his wife said, wait a minute, think about why they released this report in the last few days. It's because the tea parties are tomorrow, and they're praying that there's some violence that emerges from them so they can either marginalize or arrest the people.
Agent,
I thought that was brilliant.
We're attending as many of these tea parties as we possibly can. Of course, there's thousands of them across the United States, but I'm very concerned about this. Because all it takes is one agent provocateur, as you know, at any one of these things, you know, wearing a gun rights T-shirt or an anti-abortion T-shirt, who does some kind of disruption, some act of violence, and you know they will have made their case that it is really the right-wing extremists who are the real enemy in this country.
If they talk about open source reporting of wartime ammunition shortages has likely spurred right-wing extremists to make bulk purchases of ammunition. Can you believe this?
One of the other interesting things in the report is that they're concerned because of the worsening economic woes in this country that this is going to somehow trigger. Here they are. They're creating the economic woes. They're creating the ammunition shortages. They're creating all these things, and now they're going to blame the right-wing extremists.
In other words, if we support federal laws on immigration, we are now right-wing extremists?
Well, you know, this is not unprecedented, Michael. We went through this during the Clinton administration. Then there was no Department of Homeland Security, but the FBI was sicked on the right-wing extremists back then. In fact, they were more overt about the religious angle. They called their report, you might remember this, Project Megiddo, and it specifically targeted right-wing Christians who were concerned.
You're kidding. You know,
who believed in.
Well, Joe, you're helping me sleep tonight because I look at this report and I feel as though I'm living in a country already taken over by a Castro-like regime. Now, of course, they're not saying that they're going to do anything, are they?
No, in fact, they're saying nothing. There's nothing that any of these folks have ever done to even warrant any attention. That's
No. I mean, the federal government, the Homeland Security Department, so-called, is not saying that they should be rounded up yet, are they?
No, but it's most definitely advocating surveillance. This report was handed out to police departments across the country. Now, what was that all about? That was about telling, look, these are the folks you should be watching. Forget about Al-Qaeda, forget about Hezbollah, forget about terrorists. The people we need to watch in this country are basically the backbone of this country.
Productive. Do you know that they're actually in this report saying the following? Right-wing extremists, quote-unquote, are harnessing this historical election as a recruitment tool. Many right-wing extremists are antagonistic toward the new presidential administration and its perceived stance on a range of issues, including immigration and citizenship, the expansion of social programs to minorities, and restrictions on firearms ownership and use. These people are crazy.
And they also, of course, suggest that right-wing extremists are anti-black, and so they'll be concerned about the new administration because we've got a black president, you know, which is it's not because...
Joe, are they going to target the Navy SEALs when they come back from killing the Somali pirates and put them on a watch list? After all, they know how to use weapons.
That's right, and they killed the teenagers.
They killed teenagers who were just trying to stop pollution.
No, this is serious. You know, we're laughing about it, but this is a very, very ominous warning, and people need to read this report. They need to discuss it. They need to debate it, and they need to raise hell about it.
It says that this product, they're calling their report a product. Listen to this. These are vermin who have never done anything in their life except work for a government, but they're calling this report targeting loyal Americans as a product. I love that. That's their idea of a product. This product contains law enforcement sensitive information. No portion of the LES information should be released to the media, the general public, or over non-secure internet servers. How did you get this, Joe?
Actually, it wound up in my email inbox Sunday night. I was amazed because I get so much junk. You know, you go through this stuff, deleting it, and I open this one up, and here's the report. My first thought was, it's got to be a hoax. It's got to be a counterfeit. Somebody put this together, you know, hoping that I would put it up on the website. But, you know, we quickly confirmed that it was a real report from the Department of Homeland Security, And we went with it, and within hours. And
Joe, they're saying that if you voted against homosexual marriage in one of 17 states, you are a right-wing extremist?
That's what it sounds like to me. I mean, there's a whole list that practically, I would say more than half the country would fit into one of the categories. And by the way, it specifically says a lot of folks are just single-issue people. Like, you know, their issue is abortion. So anybody who's got a pet issue, you don't have to believe in all of these things. You only have to believe in one of them to qualify to be under surveillance from law enforcement.
Well, Joe, I know something about governments, and I know that if they're not constrained early on, they're going to get worse and worse and worse. And there's only one way to stop these people, and that's to sue them. That's what I'm going to do, Joe. I'm investigating through FOI the names of anyone who may be on these watch lists. And if I'm on it, you're on it, or any talk shows are on it, I'm going to bring a lawsuit against Janet Napolitano and whoever wrote this report, and I'm going to see if I can get it up to the Supreme Court.
Well, if you need a partner on that, you know where to turn. We'd be happy to be a part of that lawsuit. You know, I think you are a true freedom fighter, Michael. And
But, Joe, could you believe that this Obama administration would go this far so fast?
No, I'll tell you, the speed surprises even me. And, you know, I take a backseat to no one in my concern about Obama leading into the election. But if you had told me that this would be happening in the first 3 months of his administration, I would have said, you're crazy. He's going to take a go-slow approach. He's going to try to convince the nation that he's a moderate. He hasn't done any of those things. It's been full speed ahead.
No, he's a full speed ahead. He's trying to turn us into a new Cuba. Where the heck is the Don Useless Republican Party, Joe?
Yeah, well, that's an excellent question because, you know, there's such an opportunity waiting right there for an opposition party to rally its forces like never before. And that, was one of my predictions, and people were, you know, so concerned about the election of Obama. I said, well, don't worry about it. In 2010, there's going to be a tremendous, blowback.
But they're talking about lone wolves, small terrorist cells.
They're talking
about soldiers coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan as potential enemies of America. I can't believe what I'm looking at.
These are people who tell you that terrorism is something that local law enforcement should handle. But here they are.
Look, Joe, look at this. Disgruntled military veterans. I can't believe what I'm looking at here. Let me read this. DHS assesses that right-wing extremists will attempt to recruit and radicalize returning veterans in order to exploit their skills and knowledge derived from military training and combat. Can you believe this?
No, it means every person returning in uniform to this country after serving in Iraq and Afghanistan is going to be under suspicion because of this report.
Joe, I want you to see if you can tell me who this is. It says, and I'm quoting now, quote, a prominent civil rights organization, you know what that means, don't you, reported in 06 that, quote, large numbers of potentially violent neo-Nazis, skinheads, and other white supremacists are now learning the art of warfare in the U.S. Armed Forces, close quote. Would that be none other than the Southern Poverty Law Center?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. There's only two possible suspects, Southern Poverty and ACLU, but I think you're right.
Well, I understand the ACLU went against this report in its earlier form because they named Muslim groups as well, and, you know, the ACLU must protect their Muslim brethren at all costs.
Yeah, I have a feeling this report would even bother the ACLU as it's written, and it doesn't include any Muslims or anything like that. I think most well-meaning ACLU type.
But how can the Department of Homeland Security write a report like this and not put on this list potential Al-Qaeda cells in America, only talking about abortion, anti-immigration? How in the world can they get away with this? This is outside the scope of their designated duties, is it not, Joe?
Oh, of course. Look, in the last 10 years, all you got to do is look at the death toll. We got over 3,000 victims of Islamic terrorism in this country. What's the death toll from right-wing extremists?
Don't know.
Zero.
Don't know. Well, maybe the snipers, the Navy SEAL snipers, will be on the watch list, Joe, because they know how to use sniper rifles.
Well, I would.
And all of the degenerates in the Obama administration might be frightened of the U.S. Navy SEALs when they come back, because they can actually use guns.
The reception that guys got returning from the Vietnam War. Well, think about the reception people...
Joe, are we going to survive this administration? Do you think we can survive this left-wing, radical Obama administration?
I really do. Listen, I'm encouraged by what I know you've, you know, kind of poo-pooed this Tea Party stuff, and in and of itself, it doesn't mean anything. But when you've got, you know, more than 2,000 activities like this taking place tomorrow across this country, this is unprecedented, Michael. Nobody's leading this.
I'm not poo-pooing it, Joe. It's just somebody else's baby, and I wish them good luck. I want to say that. But I am going to predict right now that the Department of Homeland Security and other surreptitious organizations in this government have sent agents provocateurs out, and they're going to cause violence tomorrow.
We're on to them because you're announcing it right here across the country, and it's published in WorldNet Daily, and others are picking up on it too. And so we're on to them. Their cover is blown.
The important thing for Tea Party members to understand is that if violence is promoted by anybody, to immediately detach from that individual, have nothing to do with them. Joe, I have a question. Can you increase the pipeline for michaelsavage.com? Because I had a poll up, should Janet Napolitano be forced to resign for this? And we got crashed because of the traffic. I want to get 1 million people over the next few months, and I want to do something with that petition.
I'm multitasking as we speak. As soon as I get off this call, I will make sure you got that bandwidth.
Joe Farrar, you're still on the front lines of patriotism, and thank you very much for finding this report and publishing it for us.
Thank you, Michael. Keep up the good work.
I'll be right back. Talking about a shocking disclosure today on the Savage Nation. I'm calling it Big Sister is Watching You. What intrigues me the most is how the left, which was always concerned about a large government watching citizens, is now celebrating a large government watching citizens. I have always known the left is filled with slime. I've always known they were never for freedom. I've always known that if fascism ever came to America, it would come not from those with a swastika on their armband marching to an Oompa Pa band, because that's too obvious. I always knew it would come from the ACLU and those on the left. And here we are today exposing to you a report that was surreptitiously leaked to the media, probably by some patriot within Homeland Security who could not believe what was going on under their own eyes. And thus far, aside from WorldNet Daily and MichaelSavage.com and a few other places, you have heard nothing about this. Well, let me tell you right now, if you like what you hear today, you're going to hear it again tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. And if you don't like what you're hearing today, don't tune in tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, because I'm not going to stop talking about this until Janet Napolitano answers to the American people. WOR New York, Anna, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I just want to let you know that I'm a grad student here in Manhattan, and that if Big Sister is indeed watching, that there are people organizing here, even in left-leaning pockets, against this, and thank goodness for your show putting this out there to the rest of the
country. I don't understand. What do you mean? Left-leaning groups are concerned about their own friends in the government who are out against your enemy? I mean, your enemy is the right wing, isn't it?
No, I'm saying that people are realizing they made a mistake. They were seduced by the images of Obama. And
Obama the communist, the new Fidel Castro, the slick Fidel Castro with a water spaniel and a nice wife and two children?
Just like they fell for Fidel, and just like people fell for Che.
Well, Anna, I hope you're telling me the truth, because we better wake up America. The potheads of America are going to wind up in a prison camp if they don't recognize who they are being run by.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Here's what we've been talking about in the Savage Nation. It's shocking, but it turns out that Big Sister is watching you. You know what we're talking about? The Department of Homeland Security, under the direction of Big Sister Janet Napolitano, is monitoring what it considers to be extremist right-wing groups. In other words, people who support what you support. Borders, you're on the list. You support English language, you're on the list. You support the cultural basis of this society, the Bible, you may be on the list. And by the way, did you oppose same-sex marriage? You're on the list. It seems to me the homosexual mafia has taken over Homeland Security. We've asked, should Janet Napolitano be forced to resign for targeting loyal patriotic Americans? You be the judge. The other topic is from the Iron Heel to the Pork Barrel. The annual report on government waste has come out. We all know the government is corrupt. But wait till you hear what they spent your money on. Senator Charles Bigfoot Schumer, Democrat, New York, spent $2.1 million along with Appropriations Subcommittee member and talk radio hater Maurice Hinchey, Democrat, New York, for the Center for Grape Genetics in Geneva. Representative Barbara Lee, the communist who visited Cuba and glorified Castro, got $95,000 for mental health screening for children under five in Berkeley, California. Who will be doing that screening? Some mental whack job from Berkeley with a degree in child stupidity? Senator Daniel Inouye, boy does he annoy me, $700,000 for NOAA, for the Hawaii Coral Reef Initiative at the University of Hawaii. And what are they going to do with it? To monitor and research activities on Hawaii's coral reefs. Isn't that interesting? Maybe the 700 grand should be used to monitor activities around Senator Inouye's office instead. This is unbelievable to me. On April 15th, the so-called prestigious and now openly communistic USC Annenberg School for Communications will be presenting CBS Evening News anchor Katie Couric with the Walter Cronkite Award for Excellence in Television Journalism. Ha! Joining us now to talk about this is documentary filmmaker John Ziegler. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, thanks so much for having me. This situation is really bizarre, to say the least. On Wednesday here in Los Angeles, Katie Couric is going to be receiving from USC's journalism school, the Walter. I mean, this is a woman who clearly shouldn't be winning awards for anything, especially not her journalism. But what's really crazy about it, Michael, is that she's getting the award specifically for her Sarah Palin interview during the 2008 election and the impact that that interview had on the election. Now, last time I checked, that wasn't what journalism was supposed to be all about. Obviously, if Sarah Palin had been perceived as doing well in that interview, she never would have been awarded for anything from a liberal establishment of any kind. And, of course, you know, this is basically the equivalent of giving an award for journalistic integrity to Katie Couric, much like giving an award to members of Congress for fiscal responsibility or Chris Brown for being Boyfriend of the Year. Actually, if they're going to give an award for impact on the election, which, again, is contrary to all sorts of journalistic principles, Tina Fey ought to be filing some sort of a dispute here, because Tina Fey probably deserves the award more than Katie Couric does. But more than anything, my documentary, Media Malpractice, How Obama Got Elected and Palin Was Targeted, really proves that, if anything, Katie Couric shouldn't be getting an award for an interview like the Sarah Palin interview that has become so infamous. She should be condemned from a journalistic standpoint for what she did in that interview, and my documentary proves that, and my interview with Sarah Palin, which is a special feature on the DVD, which people can get at howobamagotelected.com, which is part of the entire documentary, also proves what a farce this is. And so we're going to draw a line in the sand here. This is an outrage. This is something that should be protested, and I will be there on Wednesday, myself protesting Katie Couric getting this journalism award for basically liberal advocacy.
You say that part of Couric's interview process was to quote Palin out of context?
Michael, there are numerous examples of where the Katie Couric, Sarah Palin interview was portrayed by CBS and by Tina Fey and by others in the news media in a way that was completely different than reality. The perception here does not, in most circumstances, equate with the truth of what happened. A lot of it is context, but some of them are specific episodes. I would say, and I believe that you have a clip of this, that really the most important thing that people have to understand about the Katie Couric, Sarah Palin interview is the confrontation that they had over the abortion issue. It became very, very clear very early on in this interview to Sarah Palin, as she told me, that she was in hostile territory, that Katie Couric had an agenda, and that it was the abortion issue that really proved this to her. And I think you'll hear in this clip from Sarah Palin in great detail exactly how and why the Katie Couric interview ended up going sideways, and how Sarah Palin understandably had to perceive every question Katie Couric asked her after that through the understandable prism of skepticism, if not paranoia.
Play the clip.
I, again, perhaps naively, not expecting that if a reporter is asking an opinion, I give the opinion there. Take it or leave it. You don't have to keep hammering the question in different ways and trying to spin my answer to get what you want out of me. After day one of it not going well, I knew that day two perhaps wasn't going to be any better.
Well, this reflects the media's mission to get Obama elected at all costs. Now look what we have.
Michael, I would say that the most amazing soundbite that Sarah Palin made in my interview with her, which has been virtually ignored by media, which is amazing to me because this has gotten an awful lot of news coverage. Somehow, the news media has completely ignored this soundbite you're about to hear, where Sarah Palin says point blank that there was a search and destroy mission on her candidacy because of what she represents in a conservative movement. And it's very clear to me that a large portion of what she's talking about there is, in fact, the Katie Couric interview and the aftermath to that. So I hope that your listeners will be able to grasp the impact of this, the amazing nature of this statement from a vice presidential candidate making this kind of a charge and having it be credible.
Obviously, something big took place in the media and in many in mainstream media deciding we're going to seek and we're going to destroy this candidacy of Sarah Palin's because of what it is that she represents. Not me personally, not the mom from Wasilla, Alaska, but what it is that she represents in a conservative movement.
Well, what can we do about this bias?
Well, Michael, when people say to me, what can we do? I always tell them that the number one step that we have to make is to educate people not to trust what they hear, what they read, what they see from the mainstream news media. That is the first step in what has to be a very long process. It took a long time for us to get into this mess. It's going to take a long time for us to get out of it. And I'm trying to do my part. I've dedicated my life and much of my life savings to making this documentary media malpractice, how Obama got elected and Palin was targeted. Once we start spreading the word, I have enough trust in the American people that they'll be able to figure it out on themselves, and the news media eventually will be forced to be fair for their own economic survival. That, to me, is the only way this is ever going to change, and it all starts with education, and that's why I made this documentary, Media Malpractice. Well, the response from audiences to this film, and we've been screening it throughout the country, has been absolutely extraordinary. It clearly hits a nerve with people. It's almost cathartic for people who watched and listened intently and were frustrated as hell about what happened during the 2008 election with regard to the media coverage. People are enthusiastic. They laugh a lot. It's a very entertaining film in a sick sort of way or sad sort of way. But they also learn a lot, because I guarantee you, no matter how skeptical you were of the media coverage in the 2008 election and beyond, especially with regard to the deification of the Messiah, Barack Obama, we've gotten even some good reviews from liberals. The co-founder of the Pumas, the pro-Hillary Clinton group, has endorsed the film. In fact, we're doing a screening later this week in New York City for the Pumas, so we're proud about that. We have had some liberals who have endorsed the film and given it positive reviews. But by and large, as is usually the case in these kind of situations, the mainstream news media has at least partially ignored the film. I have been on The View and The Today Show. I went head-to-head with Matt Lauer and went on MSNBC a few times. But by and large, we have not gotten the same kind of reception as a Michael Moore film would have gotten, especially even though Michael Moore's films are not nearly as factual, not nearly as entertaining, and not nearly as good as this film is. But that's just the reality of being someone who is perceived as a conservative filmmaker. You're going uphill into the wind on ice. I get that. I realize that. But that's the situation I live in.
When is this award being given out?
Michael, on Wednesday morning at USC here in Los Angeles is when Katie Couric is scheduled to get her Walter Cronkite Journalism Award. And we've thought a lot about what we're going to do in response to this. We're not 100% sure yet exactly what we're going to do. I've gotten an overwhelming response from people who want to do some sort of a protest. But I do know that I will be there. I was not able to get a ticket when they found out who I was. I knew there was no chance of me getting an invitation to attend this event. But I will be there outside the event, actually giving away copies of my documentary to people who are entering, because I want as many people who are going to that award ceremony as possible to have the real facts and to know eventually that the award ceremony that they're going to witness is a load of crap. And if I've done that, then I think I've accomplished something.
John Ziegler, thanks for being on the Savage Nation.
Thank you so much for having me, Michael.
This is Dr. Dissident Michael Savage, back in a moment.
Savage.
In George Orwell's book, 1984, the slogan of the dictatorship was, "Big Brother is watching you." In Obama's America, Janet Napolitano is in charge of Homeland Security, so the slogan should well be changed to, "Big Sister is watching you." And in this case, Big Sister is watching you. It just turns out that Big Sis has just issued a report warning against the possibility of violence by so-called right-wing extremists. And what does Big Sis say these right-wingers are concerned about? Why, protecting us against illegal aliens, the increasing power of the overbearing federal government, grabbing our guns, abortion, and the loss of U.S. national sovereignty to a new world order. In other words, anyone who is worried about preserving our sovereignty, our borders, language, and culture, may be on Big Sis's watch list. But wait, there's something else that the headlines do not tell you. This dangerous report says that dangerous right-wingers engage in quote, exploitation of social issues such as same-sex marriage. Can you believe this? What this means is that even though state after state has rejected homosexual marriage, every time it's been put to a vote of the people, if you oppose the destruction of traditional marriage, if you oppose the gay mafia, then you may be suspect. And if you aren't happy with her lifestyle choice, Big Sis may put you on a list. It seems that rogue homosexual elements within Homeland Security are engaging in extra-constitutional activity. Where is the Republican Party to protect us from this rogue Obama government? Who will be next on the list? The Navy SEALs who shot the Somali pirates? Talk show hosts? Only Big Sis knows for sure. Now, this is not the first time this nightmare has come up. Last month, I warned you on this show about fusion centers. What's a fusion center, you ask? They're a set of local intelligence centers across the nation created by Big Sis and the Department of Homeland Security to combat terrorism and related criminal activity. Wow. As I told you, according to a report by one of these fusion centers, if you are an anti-abortion activist, if you've supported third-party presidential candidates like Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, if you believe in the idea that the United States, Mexico, and Canada will someday be formed into a North American union, then you may be specially targeted by Obama's big sis. And now we know the problem is much worse than even we feared. I told you on the Savage Nation about a report called The Modern Militia Movement from the Missouri Information Analysis Center. Wow. It said that if you display political paraphernalia supporting a third-party candidate, or if you have what's referred to as subversive literature, you could well be a member of a domestic paramilitary group. Are you kidding me? But this most recent report from the Department of Homeland Security and Big Sis Janet Napolitano goes even further. It ends on an ominous note saying, DHS will be working with its state and local partners over the next several months to ascertain with greater regional specificity the rise in right-wing extremist activity in the United States, with a particular emphasis on the political, economic, and social factors that drive right-wing extremist radicalization. I'm not making this up. This is not change we can believe in. This is fascism. This is Janet Reno on steroids. The Iron Heel is coming down. That the Homeland Security Department and the so-called fusion centers were not created by Obama, but created by Bush. And while Obama may ultimately be responsible for suppressing third parties and anybody else whose thinking is out of line with the Marxist mainstream, it was none other than Bush who started the process. So I don't want to hear from lockstep Republicans who insist that this is all Obama's doing. Both political parties are to blame. Bush started it, but Obama may finish you, with Big Sis toting the gun. Even the communist ACLU has responded to some of these reports by saying that it crosses the line and shows a disregard for civil liberties. Well, of course, they're only doing it to protect their Muslim brethren. So dissidents on the left and dissidents on the right agree for once. But the government media complex, the Bush-Obama crowd, seems to be just fine with the idea of sending you up the river if you support a third party or oppose homosexual marriage. They're okay with putting you under surveillance if you have, quote, subversive literature, unquote, or if you happen to support the wrong Republican member of Congress. Look out. Your next vote may be your last. Well, here's what's on MichaelSavage.com. We have a report from the Washington Times that Homeland Security Department, so-called, is on guard for patriots under the guise of right-wing extremism. You cannot believe this. We have the entire DHS report. You're not going to believe it. You have to read it. It is something that would have been created in the ex-Soviet Union. It is something that would have been created in Castro's Cuba. It is a nightmare to believe that we have Janet Reno on steroids in the Department of Homeland Security appointed by Obama. And we have a poll now on the website, and I want you to join in. The poll says, should DHS chief step down for targeting patriots as terrorists? Weigh in on the Savage Online poll. The so-called Department of Homeland Security is now warning local police about a rise in right-wing extremist activity, saying that the election of America's first black president and the return of war veterans could swell the ranks of white power militias. In other words, Janet Reno has come back, only this time she's on steroids, and her name is Napolitano. Will they next target the U.S. Navy SEALs who killed the pirates when they come back from Somalia? Well, anything is possible in the new communist administration. We've talked about Obama's recent ineffective trip to Europe, where he failed at every turn, how he didn't have time to visit Normandy, but found time to give a speech to Turkey's parliament and visit a mosque. Joining us today is Jeffrey Kuhner from the Washington Times to talk about this speech that was overlooked by most in the mainstream media. You got to hear this.
Thanks, Michael. Michael, this week's topic, is Islam a religion of peace? Barack Hussein Obama is now back from his overseas trip to Europe and Turkey. The parades are now over. The cheering crowds have now faded. And now he is back in the capital, continuing his march towards socialism and the eventual eradication of American sovereignty and America as a world superpower. Michael, to me, what was most stunning about his overseas trip, and one that got very little play in the mainstream media, was Barack Hussein Obama's claim in the Turkish National Assembly in Ankara, in the heartland of the Ottoman Empire, which conquered and destroyed Europe and Asia for centuries, is that here was our president, our commander-in-chief, the leader of the free world, apologizing to the Turks and to the Muslims. And as he put it, America has been too arrogant. America has caused strained relations both with the Turks and with the entire Muslim world. And then the line that got him a standing ovation, that electrified the Turkish National Assembly. Mr. Obama then said that the United States is not at war with Islam and never will be at war with Islam. And to this, a woman, literally almost hysterical, chanted out, yes, 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 a female parliamentarian. And my question to Barack Hussein Obama and all of the liberal transnationalists that are now running our foreign policy, from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton all the way down, the question is not whether we are at war with Islam, because we never have and we never will be at war with Islam. The question is radical Islam at war with us? And here I believe that Barack Hussein Obama is making the exact same mistake that Neville Chamberlain made in the 1930s. Because Chamberlain met Hitler face to face at Munich. And what he told Hitler was that the Western powers are not at war with Germany. They are not at war with Nazism and with fascism. That what they seek is peace and accommodation and reconciliation. But that wasn't the issue. The issue was whether Hitler's Germany was at war with the West, and they were. And by the appeasement of Neville Chamberlain, this bought Hitler the time that he needed to wage his genocidal war of aggression. And by the United States going to Turkey and prostrating ourselves in front of the entire Muslim world, and saying, we are not at war with Islam. Obama is now putting his head in the sand, and he is now neglecting, and he is now deliberately overlooking the gathering storm that is now coming in front of us. The storm that gathers strength day by day. For as I point out in my recent column, Michael, there is no getting around this fact, and this is not Jeff Kooner's opinion. This is the opinion of the preeminent historian of the Arab and Muslim world, Bernard Lewis. As Bernard Lewis has said in book after book, from its inception in the 7th century, Islam has been plagued by aggressive expansionism and religious fanaticism. And their call to the United States and to the West is a simple one: submit or die. This is the gauntlet that they have now thrown down. And from Pakistan to the Taliban to that Persian Nazi in Iran, Islamic forces are gathering steam and gathering strength. Michael, as we have broken in the Washington Times, Hezbollah has now penetrated our southern border. They now have radical Islamist cells across the United States ready to destroy American buildings, behead our women and children, and commit suicide bombings. We now know that the Taliban are gathering strength on the border of Pakistan and Afghanistan. We now know that they are now surging across Europe. You go to Hamburg, you go to Berlin, you go to Paris, you go to London. Their numbers are getting bigger. And this, as I point out, Michael, is the fundamental contradiction of our time. And this contradiction is a dagger aimed at the heart of Western civilization. For while Western Europe is declining, while they're having less than 2 children per family, some countries even 1 child per family, as Christian populations contract, as Europeans no longer go to church, the Muslim mosques are teeming. They are literally overflowing in London and in Paris and in Berlin. Their birth rate is 10 times that of Christian populations. In other words, the future is theirs. Demography is destiny. And if Barack Obama had any ounce of integrity in him, he would have gone to the Turkish Assembly and he would have said as follows: no other country in the history of the world has done more to liberate Muslim nations than the United States. It was the United States that forced Britain and France and Israel out of the Suez Canal in the 1950s and consolidated Egypt's independence. It was the United States that liberated Kuwait from Iraqi aggression in 1990 and 1991. It was the United States that prevented Saudi Arabia from falling to the rampaging armies of Saddam Hussein. It was the United States that has now, at precious blood and treasure, liberated 50 million Muslims in Iraq and Afghanistan from fascist dictatorships. When there was genocide on Europe's doorstep, when the Serb paramilitaries were slaughtering Bosnian Muslims and Muslims in Kosovo, it was the United States that liberated the Muslims of Europe in the Balkans. And now we are to go to the Muslim world and apologize to them? Mr. Obama, shame on you. You have disgraced your office, your country, and your people of the United States. And I have one word and one word only for Barack Hussein Obama. You, sir, are a traitor. You are a traitor to your country, and you are a traitor to all those American boys and girls who died and spilled their blood to liberate Muslims all across the world. And rather than stand there and play to the gallery and play to Muslim sentiment and bow to the Saudi king as if you're some slave or some serf to that misogynist, sexist dictator who enslaves his own women, murders homosexuals, persecutes Christians. In fact, no Catholic can even have a church in Saudi Arabia. They can't even pray in private, never mind in public. And we are to bow to them? You should have said what what every common sense American knows. We are not at war with Islam. But the problem is not with us. The problem is with you, ladies and gentlemen, with all due respect. We know there are millions of Muslims who are moderates. We know there are millions of Muslims who just want to respect their religion, raise their family, pray to their God, and live their lives like normal, decent people. We see that everywhere. Of course, not every Muslim's a jihadist. In fact, most Muslims are not jihadists. But you have a serious strain within Islam that is radical, that is expansionary, that is imperialist, that hates the West and loves death. You have a cult of suicide bombing and a cult of jihad. And until you face up to that, there can be no peace. Because your Islamic insurgents, your Islamic fanatics want to destroy our women and our children and our culture and our civilization. That is the problem. When the Twin Towers fell down on 9/11, that was done in Allah's name. That was done justified with what the terrorists said was in the Quran. When the bombings occurred in London, when they occurred in Spain, when they occurred in Bali, when Daniel Pearl was beheaded, this was done in the name of Allah. So my friends, you have a problem. You need to stand up against your Nazis, against your fascists, against your religious fanatics. And you need to tell them that Islam is a religion of peace. It is not for us to come to you. It is for you to go to your own people and solve your own problems. And here, Michael, let me just conclude with this. Michael, I truly believe that America is the greatest country in the history of the world. No other country has liberated more people, not just Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, Jews, you name it, than the United States. We liberated Europe from fascist occupation. We liberated most of the world from totalitarian communism. American boys have squandered their precious blood. And American taxpayers have squandered their precious taxpayer dollars, their treasure. to spread freedom and democracy all over the world. And now we have a self-hating American, because that's what liberals are. They are self-hating Americans who now want to render America impotent on the world stage, to have us apologize to our enemies, to have us disarm, to have us lay down and die and say that America's days as a superpower are over. Well, my friends, to the American people, let me say this. If America's days are numbered as a superpower, what you will see is what happened after the fall of Rome. The barbarians will be at the gates. You will see genocide and slaughter and ethnic cleansing and mass murder all over the world, because there is only one thin green line that separates civilization from barbarism, and that is the American Marines and the American military. That is the one thin line. And America is the last bastion of freedom and hope and liberty and civilization. And this is what we conservatives stand for. We stand for the eternal America, the traditional America, the free America, the America that liberated the Europe and defeated totalitarian communism. And if we can gather the will, we'll defeat Islamic fascism as well. I'm Jeff Kuhner with his weekly special report for the Savage Nation. Back to you, Michael, and thanks, my friend.
Thanks, Jeff. It would be great if our president would put what's best for us before what is best for the New World Order. This is the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Savage.
We've talked about the pirates and how Obama reacted to these pirates. We've seen many presidents deal with one sort of pirate or another. Joining us today is KT McFarland from KTMcFarland.com to look at how past presidents have dealt with pirates and what Obama should do now.
Hi, Michael. I'm thrilled to be back on the Savage Nation. One of the things I wanted to talk about tonight was pirates and presidents and hostages and heroes. Since the early days of the Republic, and I know you're a great student of American history, we have judged our presidents on their ability to defeat pirates and to rescue hostages. I mean, who could forget Jimmy Carter when Iranian radicals stormed the American embassy in Tehran in 1978 and took hundreds of our diplomats hostage? Carter tried but failed to negotiate their release. He then, 2 years later, had a secret rescue mission to free them. Well, it was a fiasco. Not only did they fail to reach Tehran, but the American military had to abort the mission and lost a number of people in the process. So the Iranian hostage crisis wasn't finished, but Jimmy Carter's presidency was. He was seen as weak and ineffective and indecisive and, frankly, incompetent. Compare that to Ronald Reagan and his response when Marxists seized the Caribbean Isle of Grenada, endangering hundreds of American medical students there. He was awoken in the middle of the night. He insisted on complete secrecy, but gave an order immediately to invade Grenada, rescue the students, and bring them home. So 48 hours later, the rescue operation was in place, and the first the world knew about it was when 400 grateful American students landed in the United States. Reagan was seen as decisive and the guy who was able to protect the American people, in sharp contrast to Carter. So Obama, who was the anti-war candidate, now as president, well, he needs a decisive and successful hostage rescue, both for his domestic political reasons, to dispel the notion that he's weak, and to demonstrate to the world that he's not Jimmy Carter of the pirates. The vision of the strongest navy in the world being held at bay by a bunch of skinny teenage thugs and dinghies hopped up on narcotics and waving AK-47s at Americans, that could not stand. So Obama gave the order, and he did the right thing, thanks to the SEALs, the United States Navy, and heroic Captain Phillips. Gosh, what a great guy. This all ended very well. But it's not over. The question is what happens next. Unless we act decisively and quickly, Somali piracy will continue. After all, it's easy money for them. Pirates are replaceable. And seizing an unarmed vessel on the high seas is pretty easy pickings. Plus, the Somalis are desperate. On the other hand, the last thing America needs right now is to invade another country in another war. We already have Iraq and Afghanistan, and we need to finish those. So whatever we do against the Somali pirates, and we need to do something, it will have to be done in concert with others.
Well, what do you think Obama should do?
I think Obama should take the momentum that he's gotten from this successful rescue mission and build on it, pull together a consortium, perhaps using NATO forces in an out-of-area operation, and end that pirate menace now. mean, there is a combined task force 151 in the region, but it's not very effective. And yet there are a number of nations that have ships in that region, the Chinese, the Russians, us, a number of NATO allies. So perhaps Obama could either use NATO, which is important to try to rebuild NATO, because in Afghanistan right now, NATO is fracturing. A number of the other nations that are there either want to get out or don't want to fight. So it would be a good opportunity for him to use NATO as an institution, build on it, take out the pirate nests. Whatever he does, he's got to do it quickly, because the risk in letting piracy continue is not just that it's bad for shipping and that it drives up rates of any products that come. It also could morph into something more lethal. I mean, I keep thinking about the hijackings of 20 years ago. We used to laugh at them as annoying but relatively harmless. Nobody was getting killed. That is until September 11th, when Al-Qaeda realized they could hijack 747s too, but when filled with fuel, they could turn them into deadly missiles. So as we watched the pirate drama unfold last week, there was no doubt another group watching it as well, and that was Al-Qaeda, observing, learning, measuring how they might use piracy to advance their own goals. Could the next phase of these pirate wars be terrorists who seize tankers full of oil and use them as suicide missions by driving them into ports or fuel depots or narrow waterways? The one thing about Al-Qaeda is they are always on the move, and they are always looking for asymmetrical warfare opportunities, and they're always learning to adapt. So what they could have taken away from this pirate incident is, hey, wow, there's easy pickings. Not only is it a potential source of revenue and funding for Al-Qaeda, but it is a source potentially of a weapon for them. So, you know, today, Obama, rest on your credits. He does deserve credit for the decisive action in rescuing Captain Phillips. But he needs to do the next thing. He needs to take that credit and success and push it to eradicate the pirate menace now, while it's still just Somali pirates, before those laughs over pirates turn into tears over Al-Qaeda terrorists.
Thanks, KT. Obama needs to show the pirates American strength. It's the only form of diplomacy they understand. This is The Savage Nation. With God's will and your listenership, I shall return.